Hello, this is Resonance 104.4 FM. You've just been listening to The Nighttime Loop. That's a random collection of recent programmes that have been on Resonance. But now we have our first live programme of the day, which is the Hello Goodbye Show with Dexter Bentley.
Thank you. away.
Hello, you are tuned in to Resonance 104.4 FM, and this is the Dexter Bentley Hello Goodbye Show, the first live show of the day. And we have played you a track there that was recorded live but a week ago. It was the Tea and Toast Band with their marvellous rendition of Lowlands Away, the original being an old sea shanty. And you can go and see them today, Saturday the 11th of November, at 3 o'clock this afternoon. So just time to watch this show, grab a bite to eat, and then head off down to Rubbish and Nasty, which is at 308 New Cross Road. So for all you South Londoners down there in New Cross, that's where you want to be heading. It's free to get in, and apparently, for just to kind of tie in completely with the name of the band, there will be tea and toast being served as well. So an offer you cannot refuse. And I'd also at this point like to thank all those people who came down to the 12 Bar Club last Saturday night to our Hello Goodbye Presents evening, at which Tea and Toast Band performed rather wonderfully. Would you say, Simon?
I would. I was just wondering how people are going to be able to watch this show.
Did I say watch?
You did.
Oh, well, I meant in sort of, you know, sort of...
You can visualise it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to picture everything that's going on.
Well, it's being filmed today, so in fact they'll be able to watch it at a later date, perhaps.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. But Tea and Toast Band, everybody was great last week. And I think if you were there and you went home to get the last tube...
Shame on you.
Yeah, you're a bunch of lightweights and you missed an amazing spectacle which involved a man in his underpants playing a kitchen sink. You don't see that every day, do you?
No.
It was brilliant.
And in fact, I keep incorrectly saying that Hunting Lodge, who is the band that Simon's referring to there, who performed last on our bill last week, come from Bristol. Well, I think they may have done at one point, but now they are all residing in Southampton. So just to put
it's a regular feature of this show, sort of appropriating bands to the wrong cities.
Yes. Well, who else?
Well, we like to say everybody comes from Nottingham, don't we? And they never do. Right. Like today's band, they're from Nottingham, aren't they?
Oh, right. One of them is.
Are you? Yeah. Ah, well.
There we go. Can't
there
go
you
wrong.
Go. You say it enough times, it's going to work.
Yeah. So, anyway, so yes, talking of today's show, we have three fine live acts going to be performing for you. Downstairs, we have Agoskodo Televerik.
Oh, pretty good. That's pretty good. Agoskodo Televerik.
Yes, thank
you. I've been practicing, but so have you.
Yeah. And upstairs here, we have The Loves, who are almost ready to go, but also coming in later on, we have Jason McNiff, accompanied by Emily Barker. And I believe that they're actually out in the churchyard, in St Giles' Churchyard, at this very minute, practicing their cover version of Kate Bush's Wuthering Heights. So please stay tuned.
We should have a live sort of session from there.
Yes.
And a microphone out there, that would be good.
That would have been good. Anyway, so for now, though, we are going to hear our first live song. This is The Loves. It is the title track of their current 4-track EP, which is released on Fortuna Pop. It's called X's and O's.
1, 2, 3. When you want to come down, I'll still be around. X's and O's, X's and O's. I know the way that you want it is the way that it's found. X's and O's, X's and O's. Do all the things that you feel you should do. Burn out another 100 hours with the beer bottle blues. When all the women in the world can undo your bad news. X's and O's to you. Well, I can see it in your eyes that you want out of these lies. X's and O's, X's and O's. You name the time and date and brother, I will be by your side. X's and O's, X's and O's. Do all the things that you feel you should do. Burn out another 100 hours with the beer bottle blues. When all the women in the world hand into your bad news. X's and O's to you. Your father, your mother, your sister and your brother. And just one woman in the world can do your bad news. X's and O's to you.
Hey!
forgive every woman I can for taking a pill and getting buggered by a man. Yeah, rock and roll points. Yeah, rock and roll points. Cut a long story. Hey, I was horny, rock and roll points.
Was Filthy Pedro and Rock and Roll Points, and we're just discussing that if you go to Filthy Pedro's website, filthypedro.com, you can actually find out how many rock and roll points you get. Both Richard and I went into minus figures. I think I was about minus 16.
Oh, right, you were worse than me.
Yeah. I think he was quite shocked. He said he couldn't believe that someone with my facial hair could get so few rock and roll points. So that was the only thing I got rock and roll points for, was a hairy face. So very, very sad state of affairs. But you can get yourself some rock and roll points and some anti-folk points by going to see David Cronenberg's Wife playing at the Autumn Anti-Folk Festival next weekend. And that's at the 12 Bar Club on Friday and Saturday, 17th and 18th of November. And on the bill on the Friday will be previous guests of this show, King, David Cronenberg's Wife, and Filthy Pedro and the Carthaginians, revealing their sex and history and rock and roll inclinations there, and lots of other people, far too many to read out now. And on the Saturday you can see both Sergeant Buzzfuzz and Spin Master Plantpot and a range of other anti-folk luminaries. So yes, get your fill of anti-folk next weekend at the 12 Bar Club, Richard.
What, is that evening things or is it afternoon? Oh no, it's evening.
7:30 to 1 a.m. both nights, and it's £6 each night, or if you go both nights it's £10 for the two.
Oh, that sounds like a bargain.
That does sound like a that thing you just said.
Yeah.
Right, on to today, and as well as the Loves live in session, we and Jason McNiff later on, we have from Budapest, Hungary, Agos Kodo Televerek, and which I'm reliably informed, oh, I don't know how reliably actually, that it means rearing stallions, but that's I've just got to take their word for it. And the first piece they're going to play for us right now is called Bamayashi Ege.
Декстер Бентли на волне 104.4 FM.
Okay, you heard our first live song performed by Agoskodo Televerik, or as Simon would say,
Agoskodo Televerik.
Yes, and that song was called what?
That was Bamayashi Ege, which of course Resonance listeners will recognise as the title of a Can album reversed.
Oh, really? Oh, there you go. I wouldn't have spotted that, but there you go. Anyway, and then that was just... Yes, my daughter's being pulled upside down here and getting very excited about it. Right, the song you did just hear after that was by Lot Lizards. Now, they will be live in session here on the Dexter Bentley Hello Goodbye Show on Saturday the 2nd of December. So if you like the sound of that, that's when you want to be tuning in. And if you particularly like the sound of that, you could actually go and download that very song by visiting their MySpace, which is www.myspace.com/LotLizardsLondon. So Lot Lizards London, go down there and you can download it. And if you want to, if you particularly like them after having downloaded it, you can go and see them on Tuesday, this Tuesday, the 14th of November. And they are playing at Cafe 1001, which is actually at 101 Brick Lane, London E1. And it's free entry. It goes on from 8 till 12. So it's a night of punk, garage, rock and roll. Also on the bill are Los Raw Gospels and King John. What are we doing now? Oh, yes, we're going to play... The Irrepressibles. Remember them? Yes. Well, they're back and performing in slightly changed lineup, though I do believe that Jamie is still the head honcho. And we'll tell you afterwards where they're playing. But for the minute, we'll play you a track of theirs that was actually recorded live last January at our Late at Potato event that Dexter Bentley curated, that went under the name of Give 'Em Enough String, featured many different artists performing pop music with a variety of different stringed instruments. This is the Irrepressibles with Forget the Past.
It's a song called Forget the Past.
You'll be the wave that will gain. You'll be the water on stay. You'll be there calling my name, Jamie, Jamie. You'll have a warrant to kill all of my fears and then spill. And to me, all of you will find me, find me. Tickled up my desire. You make me bold and inspire. Mold me, mold me. You'll be the eye of the storm. You'll be the wings I've worn. You'll be the dreams that I've torn. Mold me, mold me. Mold me, mold me. Sit on the grass, wait for machines and forget the past.
Find me inside the calm of the storm, where lovers decide what might come with the dawn. And we sit on the grass, wait for machines and forget the past. You'll be the wave that will gain, you'll be the water on stain, you'll be there calling my name.
Okay, that was Forget the Past, recorded live in January of this year at the Tate Britain. And they were the Irrepressibles, though in a slightly different lineup. They are now a 10-piece, almost fully orchestrated ensemble. And the Irrepressibles are playing tonight, Saturday the 11th of November. The only details I have are that it is at the Great Eastern Hotel, which is in Liverpool Street area, and it's £10 to get in and kicks off at 9. So how would anyone else find out more about that? Do we know?
Maybe the Irrepressibles MySpace site or their website.
Yes, and you can link to the Irrepressibles from the DexterBentley.com links page. Just go down to I and you'll find them there. If you can't quite figure out how to get over to the Great Eastern Hotel this evening, then tomorrow, Sunday the 12th of November, you could figure out how to get down to the Milton Arms, which is 28 Wrights Road over in Bow, E3. It's actually a Xerox Teens Presents The Parlour at the Milton Arms. It will also consist of poetry and banjo playing, but the most important thing is that it's free to get in. Kicks off at 4 and goes on till late, and it says cheap drink, so that sounds very worthwhile getting down to.
Oh, that's a hell of a combination, isn't it? Poetry, banjo playing and cheap drink. It'll all end in tears. It's going to get very messy down there, I'd imagine. No, it won't actually, because the Irrepressibles and their dues are very civilised affairs. As we mentioned, that the piece that we played by them just now was recorded at the Tate Britain this January at the Give 'Em Enough String event that we did there. And we're doing another one next January, the January coming, 2007. And by way of contrast, we thought we'd go away from sort of strings and acoustic things to more electrical type activities. So we will be at the Tate Britain on the 5th of January 2007. Hopefully the hangovers will have cleared away by then. And the lineup, we're going to call it the electricity bill, rather wittily. And it'll line up will be James III and the Courtesan, Momus, the Skull Defects, who are not from Nottingham, but from Sweden, apparently.
Yes, Göteborg.
Same to you, sir.
Yes, Gothenburg to us British.
Is that how you say Gothenburg in Swedish?
Yes.
Wow, I like that. I'm going to practice saying that when we're playing some music. And also Jeremy Smoking Jacket. So that's quite a lineup. And if the last one was anything to go by, it should be a brilliant, brilliant night.
Yeah, and probably worth also mentioning that as in January of this year, playing atmospheres and tracks between all the acts will be Ed Pinsent of the Sound Projecting Show, which goes out every Friday evening on Resonance at around about 5:30. I never can quite remember, but it's around about then, and he's got a fine show worth listening to, and I'm sure he'll be absolutely brilliant once again down at the Tate on the 5th of January.
And it'll all be free. And you'll be able to get in for half price to the Hans Holbein exhibition as well.
God, dear me, I can't wait.
Can you think of any reason not to be there? Because I can't.
No.
No, none at all. Just while we're on the subject of other Resonance show, perhaps we might just gently remind listeners about the survey.
Oh, yeah. There is, at the moment, if you go to resonancefm.com, to the homepage, you will see that there's a little box there saying listener survey. And what we are asking you to do is please take 2 minutes of your time to visit resonancefm.com and do the listener survey. And it's basically, it's just a way of us trying to establish who our listeners are, try and improve our output, and trying to gain funds to keep us on air, not just this year, but next year and beyond. So please, listeners, do go and fill out that survey.
You then have a chance to win,
I believe.
One of those newfangled iPods.
Yes.
Stacked with Resonance
content.
Yes.
Whatever that might mean.
Yeah, you also get to vote for your favourite show, so, you know, wouldn't want to prejudice the voting in a kind of American election type way, but, you know...
Sound projecting.
Yes. Ed Pinson gets our vote. Okay, onwards and upwards to the next live song from The Loves. They're sitting here. Been waiting very patiently for us to stop rabbiting on. Danielle, Jenna and Simon, you're not all of The Loves, are you?
Yeah.
Who's not here?
3/7.
Liz, who plays keyboards, Ed, who also plays keyboards, but we can't really hear him. We're not sure what he does.
Just takes the check at the end.
has he got a sort of amp somewhere else, so you have to be in a different place to hear it?
Turning himself down and then sort of looking around to see if anyone notices him.
Right.
Doing
he's the Linda McCartney of the band,
yeah,
is he?
Yeah.
Yes.
Somewhere between Linda McCartney and Brian Eno.
There's a thought.
Yeah.
Right, what are you going to play for us now then?
Summertime.
Okay, take it away.
Appropriately in autumn. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Julia, who had a
m'appelle Jacques Cousteau. Écoutez les poissons en vacances, les plages, petit salope, fromage. What's up, sick to me? Angels of sex with me. Open their legs for me. Tears going down. And he stole the confetti from the wedding and he put it in a jar. And he lied to the one that he loved the most from afar. Isn't that strange? Isn't that peculiar? That he married Julia, who had a thing for Dave, who didn't have the sense to see that she was high on ecstasy, forgetting.
Okay, you heard our second live song performed by The Loves. It was called Summertime. And the track you then just heard there was Rowan and the Cropsfield with The Beast Must Die. You can go and see them tonight, Saturday the 11th of November. They're performing at 9 o'clock this evening, in fact, at another Xerox Teens Presents The Parlour Evening. God, they're laying them on thick. The Xerox Teens aren't actually playing that this particular night, but they are putting the whole event on. And it's taking place at the Macbeth, which is 70 Hoxton Street, N1. Also on the bill are Stained Glass Heroes, Lost Penguin, and Supreme Vagabond Craftsmen. It's £5 to get on, and it kicks off at 8 till 2. Oh, God, get me off.
Right, and coming on now are our other live guests, Agos Skoro Televerek. And this song is called Top Ass, apparently. It features The Rebel, and listeners of a nervous disposition should be advised that it does contain the word piles. Thank you.
konsten att lyssna. Float downstream. It's not dying. It's not dying. Lay down all thoughts, surrender to the void. It is shining. It is shining. Then you may see the meaning from within. It is being, it is being.
Was the sound of Jason McNiff performing his version of Tomorrow Never Knows, the Beatles classic from their Revolver LP. And joining us now in the studio, we have Jason McNiff and also Emily Barker. Yep. And hello, Jason, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thanks, yeah.
This is that cover version that you just did there. That was released as back in the summer, wasn't it? As with a Mojo giveaway.
Yeah, Cover Mount Mojo CD. They had an issue all about Revolver, 40th anniversary, I think.
How did you end up getting approached to do that?
I didn't really get approached to do it. We just heard that they were doing it, so we just knocked out that and submitted it. And they
used
really?
It. Is that how it worked? So they just got loads of submissions, and it's not really you. I mean, I've seen you on and off on the acoustic circuit around London for, well, not purely acoustic, because you have your own band as well, but yeah. For many years now. And I don't think I've ever seen you do a cover, actually. Is this? It's not particularly common for you, is it, doing covers?
Well, going through a phase of them now.
You are indeed, yeah. Yes, because, well, the listeners will find out in a few minutes you're going to do another cover for us. But this particular song, you were saying that this is actually, you've got quite a lot of notice for this, haven't you, and people are wanting to get hold of it, and they now can do. How can they do so?
Yeah, well, it's coming out tomorrow. Tomorrow is a digital download.
You said that as if it was like digital downloads.
Whatever that means, yeah. So iTunes, all those shops, I suppose, you know. And 79p, I think. Okay. Coming out with another song from my album called Hills of Rome.
Okay.
So it's a double B-side.
Right. Double B-side. And if people want to get hold of it, where would they go to download this? To the record label's website?
No. I think iTunes.
Okay.
Play.com. Something like that.
Okay. But I'm sure that if they went to your site, I'm sure there's some sort of like button that you could press that would take you there. Is that right?
There will be, yeah.
Yeah, and what's your website?
jasonmcniff.com.
jasonmcniff.com. Yeah. Okay, great. So if anyone would like to get hold of Jason's cover version of The Beatles' Tomorrow Never Knows, very different to the original, which is nice, because obviously the original is sort of full of noises and sitars and dronal kind of
thing. That's right. That's
Did it come easy approaching it this way, interpreting it?
It came pretty sort of desperately, yeah.
Yeah.
It was sort of, well, I had about an evening to learn it and do it. I had to do it the day after I heard it.
Right.
I'm not really into the Beatles, you know.
I was going to say, I wouldn't have had you as a Beatles fan.
No, so I didn't know it. I had to go out and buy it.
Why did you choose it then, Jason?
Sorry?
Purely to get on Mojo, I suppose.
I didn't choose it, yeah, of course.
You could have chosen another track.
But talking of covers then, you're joined here today in the studio by Emily Barker, and I believe I believe that you're about to play us a cover. Emily, maybe you can tell us a bit about this. What cover are you doing and why?
Wuthering Heights by Kate Bush, because Jason really likes it.
He suggested it. Just before we went on air, Jason said the common denominator between these two songs is they're covers that shouldn't really be approached with acoustic guitars.
Yeah.
So I suppose at least you're making life difficult for yourselves.
We are. It's a challenge.
Well, we normally just play three-chord trick music, don't we?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's nice
country
to have...
Country and folk, so...
Nice to have five or six chords to get stuck into.
Oh, right, yeah. Is it a particular favourite of yours then, Kate Bush?
I love her, yeah. I love that first album she made, you know.
Yeah, like, many good ones.
I come from up there, the Howarth Moors, Wuthering Heights country. So,
do you?
So I'm into the book and the song and the whole bit, you know, about that.
Right. Okay. So you're a Yorkshire man, born and bred, are you?
Aye. A bit of Hungarian.
Yeah.
with a bit of Polish.
A 16th of Hungarian, you said. So you have a little bit of a blood tie.
I was joking, man. That's not true.
Is that not true?
Was the Nottingham thing true?
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
You lived in Nottingham. Good. We're finding out that all our bands do have at least one Nottingham connection. And Emily, quickly. No, you don't. You've got an accent there. Where are you from? Australia.
Australian. Yeah, West Coast, Southwest.
And are you living over here in London?
Yeah, I am now, yeah.
Could you get the chance to go back very often? Or?
Yeah, every year I try to go back, avoid the winter and get out there.
Oh, that sounds good.
Some summertime and some gigs and see
Emily's
family.
Got her own band called the Red Clay Halo. They're brilliant, kind of all girls, aren't they?
Yeah.
Got accordions and cello.
Oh, that sounds good.
Fiddles.
Yeah, and where, if I wanted to hear Red Clay Halo, where would I go?
I've got a MySpace as well. It's just / Emily Barker.
Okay, so Emily Barker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got an album for him.
I have.
Oh, yeah, good. You can give me that
after.
In a minute.
Yeah,
all right,
sure.
Excellent. Well, look, I think you're all tuned up, aren't you, and ready to go?
So
three deep breaths and off you go.
Jealousy, too hot, too greedy. How could you leave me when I needed to possess you? I hated you, I loved you too.
Bad dreams in the night, it told me I was going to lose the fight. Leave behind my wuthering, wuthering, wuthering. It's me, Kathy, I've come home, I'm so cold. Let me in at your window, Heathcliff. It's me, Kathy, I've come home, I'm so cold. Let me in at your window. Ooh, it gets rough. It's lonely on the other side from you. I pine a lot, I find a lot falls through without you. Coming back now, cruel Heathcliff, my one dream, my only master. Too long I roam in the night. coming back to your side. It's me, Kathy, I've come home, I'm so cold. Let me in at your window, Heathcliff. It's me, Kathy, I've come home, I'm so cold. Let me in at your window.
Jason McNiff and Emily Barker with their cover version of Kate Bush's classic Wuthering Heights. How did that feel? You were I walked through St Giles' churchyard on the way here and saw you practicing. Did you feel the practice paid off?
Yeah.
No, I messed it up.
I didn't notice.
Emily didn't even notice.
No,
look, once again, if people want to get hold of your single, Jason, it's on Wonky Atlas, but you can download. It's a download.
It's on
for free.
Wonky Atlas. It's not for free.
Sorry, download for 79p.
79p.
Big difference between 79p and free.
And that's tomorrow, and it's in all the usual digital shops.
Right, okay. Yeah. And have either of you got any live gigs coming up shortly
you
want to tell people about?
On the 26th of November at the Boogaloo.
Yeah, we're starting a new little band, actually.
Together?
Emily,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think our first gig's on the 26th at the Boogaloo in Archway.
What's the band called?
We don't know yet.
We don't know.
You're looking for a name. I don't know. Well, if listeners have got any ideas for a name of the band for Jason and Emily, then please email us at dexterbentley@hotmail.com and perhaps we'll put them to them. Jason, I remember you've been on the show a couple of times now over the years, and I was searching through the old Hello Goodbye archives last night, and you were first on 3.5 years ago, and you were joined on that session, not by Emily, but by Alan Tyler.
I do.
Yeah, and on that particular time, you accompanied Alan on a track and he did vice versa. And the track that Alan did with you was his song called Guns.
Yeah.
And Alan is actually going to be our guest next week on the Hello Goodbye show here on Resonance 104.4 FM. Alan Tyler and the Lost Sons of Littlefield will be one of our live guests, along with Nighttime and Damien Raisin. And also a pre-recorded interview with punk poet legend Patrick Fitzgerald. So very, very well worth tuning in to the Hello Goodbye show next week. So I thought, Jason, I would give you the choice of either choosing Alan Tyler's new version of Guns with his band off of his just-released eponymous album, or the version you recorded 3.5 years ago. What would you like to hear now?
Choice. I'd rather hear the one we did, I think.
You'd rather hear the one you did, right. Okay, so this is Jason accompanying Alan Tyler 3.5 years ago here on the Hello Goodbye show with his track called Guns.
One, two, three, four. Far away from Columbine, by the graves of the Mercury mine, we stopped up and parked up the car, where a flatlander sang in a bar. A snake catcher sat down a while, My brothers, we're making a stand. We're all gonna go out in style to fight for the soul of this land. And you're all invited to come to shoot at some tin cans and stuff. It's gonna be some kind of fun. Your girlfriend can handle my gun. With Chicken George and Billy Live, we'll blow a hole into the sky. 'Cause we got guns, thank God we got guns. My son, get your gun. We got guns and we got guns. We got guns, thank God we got guns. My son, get your gun. We got guns and we got guns. Showed us a list on the wall, the ones who were destined to pay, those teachers and judges and all who take all our freedom away. He don't want the children to cry. He don't want the mothers to die. But sometimes to do what is right, the people must turn round and fight. We know this country very well. The road map leads to merry hell. We got guns. Thank God we got guns. My son, get your gun. We got guns, we got guns. We got guns, thank God we got guns. My son, get your gun. We got guns, we got guns. We got guns.
That was the sound of Alan Tyler and accompanied by Jason McNiff. Way back on the 28th of June 2003 here on the Hello Goodbye Show, and Alan Tyler and the Lost Sons of Littlefield, his new band, will be playing live here on the Hello Goodbye Show on next week's show, the date being the 18th of November. And Alan Tyler has a new album out on Hanky Panky Records, which features a brand spanking new version of that track, Guns. Right, now we are going to press on with more live music here. But before we do, we're going to hear our live song, last live song by The Loves. But before we do, we'll have a quick chat with them. We've got Simon, Gemma and Danielle. How? Jenna. I said Jenna, didn't I? I said Gemma. Oh, I said Polly last week when it was Molly, and it's the usual fare here.
Anyway, they're all from Nottingham.
They're one third from Wales and 3/7 here. Right, now you're performing tonight, aren't you? At the Pleasure Unit.
Yes, we're playing with the Actionettes. The Actionettes are putting on a night called the Monster Mash. We're the live band, and they're just going to do lots and lots of dancing. It's, what time is it? It's 8 till 2 a.m. And it's £6.
Yeah, it like she's not reading this off of a poster.
What do I sound like?
Yeah, you just read that.
Okay, all right.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
Right, but and tonight you will be the full seven piece, won't you?
Yes.
And is that, I take it, a bit more rocky?
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot more.
Not like manly rock. Like
no.
Strutting around. Not testosterone.
No.
No.
It's some punch in the air.
Right.
I've started writing songs that people can punch the air to. But, no. There are three girls in the band, so you can't have that much.
Not that much testosterone.
No swearing in front of the ladies.
Right, okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, we do
nice
all the
polite.
Swearing, and the men just
cower
in horror
yeah.
at our terrible minds.
Now, you've just released your EP, X's and O's EP, on Fortuna Pop. That track you actually played earlier on, are any of the other two tracks that you're playing on that EP?
No.
They're not?
No, the Summertime we played last was that's off the LP, this is out in February.
Right.
And the next song we're going to play is totally new. Not on the LP, EP, nothing.
Okay, and if people want to find out more about the Loves, where would they be going? Where can you direct them on the web?
I might be on MySpace, which is myspace.com/lovetheloves.
Love the Loves?
Yeah.
Okay.
And because the Loves is already taken up by someone who likes cats. If you type in the Loves, it comes up like a cat lover.
Okay.
Who's 100 years old and lives in New York, which I don't believe.
Right.
And but then there's also a band in Runcorn called the Loves, who seem to be a cross between Oasis and Oasis.
Right.
Yeah. I've sent them emails saying, look, we got records out in shops. Stop it. Yeah, and they've just ignored us.
Right, okay. Well, if you want to, have you got any downloads on your MySpace?
I think we have four, yeah. Mm. But I think they're old songs of our first LP.
Okay. And are there plans for another LP after this EP?
Yeah, the LP's coming out in February.
Oh, look, I'm being waved one at this very moment. Brilliant. Okay, perhaps we'll be left one of those. Anyway, so now you're going to perform for us your last live song.
Yes.
And it is?
1, 2, 3.
Brilliant. All right, in your own time.
1, 2, 3. I love you, you love me. We will be together. 1, 2, 3. I love you, you love me. We will be together. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. I said to you, bye bye, baby, goodbye. I said to you, bye bye, baby, goodbye. So she comes in the night, makes it alright, then she's gone, baby, gone, gone, baby, gone. So she comes in the night, makes it alright. And when the lights are on, she sings out her only song, and it's I love you. You love me, we will be together. 1, 2, 3. I love you, you love me, we will be together. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Uh-huh. I said to you, bye bye, baby, goodbye. I said to you, bye bye, baby, goodbye. So she comes in the night, makes it alright, and she's gone, baby, gone, gone, baby, gone. So she comes in the night, makes it alright. And when the lights are on, she sings her own song, and it's I love you, you love me, we will be together. 1, 2, 3. Love me, we will be together. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Every single time she drives me out my mind, and she's gone, gone, gone,
gone, gone.
When I think it's fine, she turns and throws a smile, but she still comes up singing a song, and she sings to me, I love you, you love me, we will be together. 1, 2, 3. I love you, you love me, we will be together. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Ah. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Ah.
Okay. That- that was our last live song by The Loves, and if you want to go and see them, you can do tonight, which is also Saturday the 11th of October. Loads of live gigs going on in London tonight. You can
Where? Sorry, I shouted. The bark that a bit, didn't I? Wah, 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 wah.
At the Pleasure Unit, which is... What was the address on the Pleasure Unit again?
Bethnal
Green Road. There we go. And it's going to be a fun-packed evening, and it's all put on by the Actionettes, who are the all-girl dance troupe, and it's a monster mash, a slightly belated Halloween-themed monster mash evening. I think there's going to be some dance classes going on as well, so it should be fun. If you want to download any of the Loves tracks... of their old EP, not their current one, then please visit myspace.com/lovethelovs. But more importantly, go out and buy the new EP, which is the X's and O's EP on Fortuna Pop, and look out for the LP coming later on. Cheers, thanks very much, guys, for coming in today. And at this point...
We're going to our other live guests right now. Final track from Agos Skoro Televerek. I'm really enjoying saying that, and I'm going to enjoy practising saying Gothenburg in Swedish as well later on.
Can you remember it?
No.
Göteborg.
Yeah. Oh, try it. It's great. It just makes you smile when you say it. Are they all really happy in Gothenburg?
No.
Ah, they should be. they should say the name of their city a bit more often. That might cheer them up. right, so anyway, Agos Skoro Televerek. And this is, here they go, this is Blood Club.
Listening to Dexter Bentley on Resonance 104.4. I'll give you some. Come here, I'll give you a really look it.
She's growing up at 20 like all the others, waiting for her motherhood. Look at the clothes she's wearing now. Pseudo, ludo, a clue that she hasn't got. I don't like her. She gives me the creeps. She can't dress up for real. She hasn't got the feeling. She's growing up at 20 like all the others, waiting for her motherhood. Give her a baby and she'll be happy. Her life's sorted out for good. I don't like her. She gives me the creeps. Look at the things she's reading, watching, seeing, saying, doing, being trendy. Being trendy. Being trendy, 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 being trendy.
She's growing up at 20 like all the others, waiting for her motherhood. Look at the clothes she's wearing now. Pseudo, ludo, clue that she hasn't got. I don't like her, she gives me the creeps. She can't dress up for real, she hasn't got the feeling. She's growing up at 20 like all the others, waiting for her motherhood.
That was the sound of Patrick Fitzgerald from way, way back in 1977, and Trendy. And next we'll be playing that because next week's show will feature an interview with Patrick. He now lives in New Zealand, but he was here in the summer for the first time in about 10 years, I think. Played a spectacular gig at the 12 Bar Club. And we managed to catch up with him, do a bit of an interview with him. So we'll be playing that next week, as well as a couple of his old songs and something more recent by him. So tune in for that. Right now, sitting in front of me are the two Hungarians who can now tell me
Hello.
How I'm doing with the pronunciation of the name of your band. I'm going to say it one more time. Agoskoro Televerek.
That's very good. That's very good. We are Agoskoro Televerek, and we could say Agoskoro Televerek in English, maybe.
Yes, so it's not so different, is it?
It's not really.
Yeah. So, and it means rearing stallions.
That's right, yes. Rearing stallion.
Once, yeah.
Yeah, if you can get close to the mic. So I'm talking to Miklos and Tomasz here. And how did you choose that name?
That's a good question. How do we choose it?
I think the label we are with, they wanted a Hungarian name, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a long, unpronounceable Hungarian name.
Yeah,
that no one can remember.
Right. Well, I think I shall remember it forever now.
yeah, once you learn it, it's kind of sticks in your mind, and it'll just torture you forever.
Yeah, yeah. Well, in a nice way.
Yeah.
I hope.
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, so you're from Budapest. How long have you been here in London?
We've been here. I've been here for 6 years.
Yeah, I've been five.
Mm-hmm. And were you playing music in Budapest before you came here?
Yeah, I mean, I've been playing for a while, but I've been doing different style of music. I've been doing like electronic stuff, playing with Adadat around the place. Been in Germany with 19T Records, Adadat, and mm-hmm. just lots of crazy kind of electronic break or upbeat melodic stuff. And then
yeah.
I just got a bit tired of just playing with a laptop all the time, you know. So just I thought. What about playing with a guitar as well?
Yeah.
And then Mr. Karamazov, Tomasz, he came into the picture.
Uh-huh.
He's an old friend of mine. So.
Yeah. And you play gigs as well, don't you?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And how do they go? How are you received by the?
It's usually good. It's always fun to play. We play in football gear, and we're really big football fans.
Yes. Your MySpace page features. Is that you, the picture in the shorts?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's us, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You look quite different at the moment.
Yeah, that's because I got a hat on.
Ah, that'll be it, yes.
Yeah.
have you got any live stuff coming up?
We got an agent in France. He's putting on gigs for us on the continent. So next gig is in Paris, but also we got stuff coming up in London shortly, but we haven't got it confirmed yet. But,
okay, keep us informed, and we'll let the listeners
know.
Yeah,
you can check out our MySpace.
Yes.
We always put up our live gigs there.
Right, we'd better explain the address then, because...
It's myspace.com/ Agoskoro Televerek.
You might have to spell that, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, should we...
For people whose host Hungarian isn't that good.
That is like AGASKODO and TELIVEREK.
See, you're not even that sure, are you?
Repeat that.
You're one of our friends on our MySpace.
It's on our links as well,
on our links from our webpage, so people can get to you via us. And you have an album out, don't you?
Yeah.
What's it called?
It's called Agoskoro Televerek.
Okay. has to be
said
in that way.
The Agoskoro Televerek. It came out 2 weeks ago on Adadat Records, mm-hmm. which is best breaker label in the universe.
I've heard that, yeah.
And we're kind of the first guitar band, I think.
Yeah, and you got quite a lot of guests on there, haven't you?
Apart from Cutting Pink with Knives. We got a bunch of guest performers on the album The Rebel from the Country Teasers,
mm-hmm.
and Max Tundra,
mm-hmm.
also Amit Lissak, New York based, really cool guy.
Man from Uranus.
These are all people who are quite familiar to Resonance listeners, I think.
Cool.
They feature quite a lot on Resonance.
Yeah, so great guys. Also David Firth, who's he does animations like fatpie.co.uk. It's like Salad Fingers and Devo and things, or really cool stuff. And also DJ MC Big Cheese. He's also on Adadat. He's a crazy dude as well.
So lots of stuff for people to check out there.
Brilliant.
Well, thank you very much for coming in. Very much enjoyed your session, and we'll look forward to finding out when you're playing live and letting people know, and coming along ourselves and seeing you, I think.
Cool, yeah. More thing, we're looking for a drummer. If there's a crazy mad drummer out there who does a lightning bolt and some punk and some jazz,
get
in touch.
I can imagine you guys with a drummer, that would take it up a few notches, wouldn't it?
We really don't like our friend Laptop, but we're stuck with him for a while. He's the third member in the band. But
What's your email if people want to volunteer themselves as a drummer?
Okay, it's iamhatman@gmail.com. Okay.
iamhatman@gmail.com.
@gmail.com.
And we can confirm that he is, in fact, Hatman, because he's wearing a hat.
Yeah.
So it's not a lie. Okay, well, thanks a lot, gentlemen.
It's definitely a lie. Thanks a lot for having us.
I'm practically fluent in Hungarian after speaking to these two this morning. So there you go. Agos Skoro Televerek. Thank you very much for a wonderful session. Next week in session, we have Damien Nighttime and Raison, rather enigmatic figures. We don't know an awful lot about them, but we're very much taken with them. And this is their tune A340 Story.
Nature around you. That's probably the most fudging, impressive thing you're going to see all day.
in the basement.
Where's the kids?
We're gonna get them.
What for?
Cause I don't like them.
What for?
Cause I'm not like them.
Want you, I want you. I'm gonna say it 3, 4 at the door. So what you doing? 5, 6, I got this. Put your heads on. 5, 6, I got this. Put your heads on.
Okay, yes, you did hear Damien Nighttime and Damien Raisin, not Raisin and Damien Nighttime, I think, or whatever.
Yeah,
Simon
said.
I blame
the person who wrote that down.
The person who wrote it down had written it down incorrectly. Nighttime and Damien Raisin will be live here on the Hello Goodbye Show on Resonance 104.4 FM next Saturday, the 18th of November, along with Alan Tyler and the Lost Sons of Littlefield, our English country music exponents. If you like country music, then you could do no worse than tune in tomorrow lunchtime on Resonance 104.4 FM to Bonanza, which is presented by Martin Myers and traces the roots of country music, the perfect hangover cure, apparently. He is on air on a Sunday, the same times of the day as the Hello Goodbye Show, noon till 1:30. So tune in there. And the track you just heard there, the last one, which was 56 seconds long, was the taken from the new double A-side single released by Tiger Force on, I can't even read the record label here. Oh yeah, it's Marquee Cha Cha, and that's just been released on. In fact, it's released on the 14th of November, and they are playing. In fact, it's released on the 13th of November, and they're playing on the 14th of November. Let me get this right. Tiger Force at the Old Blue Last, along with Bolt Action and special guests. Yes, yes. The A side, the other A side of this single is Syntax Error, which we played last week. The track you just heard was 5-6, I Got Sticks. So, there we go. And I think that's around about it. Now, I'm going to play out on a track. Oh, yeah, Jerry wants to plug it.
Sorry, my next-door neighbour gave me this. The electroacoustic music session with Short and Curly, the Man of Kent, Nunhead Green. So any sort of budding musicians, poets or whatever, come along there. 6 till 9. Thanks a lot.
All right, there we go. Jerry didn't manage to have time to do a poem this week, but maybe next week he will. Yeah, that'll do. That was his poem. And I'm going to play you out now on a track that was recorded live in session here a little while ago. It's called Twinkle Twinkle and is performed by the Monroe Transfer. Now, the Monroe Transfer are playing this week. And when is it that they're playing? Have you written that down on the gigs list, Ian? You have indeed. Thursday, the 16th of November, at the London Jazz Festival at the Vortex in Dalston, which is 11 Gillett Street. Also on the bill are the Inertia Trio, Leafcutter John, along with Seb Rochford. And it's 8 p.m. That kicks off. Monroe Transfer, they did a 17-minute, 52-second classic recorded live here on Session when they were last in. Too long for us to play today, but you can, I should mention, download that for free from their MySpace site, which is www.myspace.com/... I don't know why I'd bother with that. Surely you all know. Electric Old Wire Noise. Not Monroe Transfer, but Electric Old Wire Noise, which is the name of their current LP. You can download I Dreamt I Was a Hammer and Everything Was Glass. But this track, which is comes in at a nice 2 minutes 5 seconds and will take us to the end of the show, is called Twinkle Twinkle. I'd like now to thank all our live guests of today, the Loves. Oh, rather pathetic kind of cheer there. And Agoscordo Televeric. And also Jason McNiff and Emily Barker.
Hey.
And at this point, I'll say hello.
Goodbye.